Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shadd, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is gaming analyst Ken Adams, and on the pundit panel, we have Elisa Caffaretta and Don Dyke and Newcomb. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shadd, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shadd.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm pleased to announce our guest today, Ken Adams. He's a gaming analyst, author of the Daily Adams Report, which covers gaming news on an international level. And Ken, welcome to you. I did want to talk about something away from Nevada to begin with. In Macau, which is the largest gaming market in the world, they had passed a smoking ban for their casinos, and they are ticketing people who try to smoke in the casino. Being the biggest gaming place in the world, in Macau, do you think if this smoking ban is successful in Macau, do you see it eventually coming to Las Vegas and Reno properties?
I don't think Macau's experience is going to be determinant for Nevada. It's different because it's a much higher percentage of Chinese that smoke. And the casinos had a year in advance, and they can build special smoking lounges where that they can have special smoking lounges, and they're individual VIP rooms that are not part of the overall casino, and those rooms have individual permits. And so far, even though they're 10 casinos or whatever, they have 350 rooms that have permission for smoking. And it's a work in progress, and nobody's quite sure exactly how it's gonna work out, except it'll remain in force regardless of its economic impacts. And it's less than we would have expected based on our experience in the United States. But I do think will happen eventually in Nevada. It just is going to take a much longer period of time, I think, before the social pressure.
Do you think that Macau will be a test market for this that could later have an impact on Las Vegas and Reno?
We certainly could see some mitigation. In the states that have done it so far, they haven't allowed for any special areas where smoking was allowed, and Macau is creating some special areas. The ones that have done it in the United States have had to do outside ones, which is difficult in any place that has a winter. So we can see some ways to deal with it that's not a blanket, no smoking at all.
Okay.
So it could have a...
Now, in Nevada, one of the biggest news stories about gaming is that former Governor Brian Sandoval is taking a job with MGM Resorts International as president of global gambling development. Perhaps this is an effort to push the expansion into Japan. What do you think about Governor Sandoval working for MGM?
Well, personally, I'm writing a column about it. Personally, I'm disappointed from Nevada's standpoint because he was one of our rising stars and we had hoped that someday he would have a national office and would give us a little bit more importance at a national level. So as a Nevadan, I was disappointed to lose him in the political situation in the nationally. It makes sense to MGM, I think, because he has a reputation internationally as well as nationally as being a very effective person, and he's very good with diplomacy. As you know, he's not adversarial at any level, and he had been successful at bringing people together, and so I think they see that. And for him, if he's going to leave politics and go into it, it certainly is a good bridge into a new world and a new life.
Okay, you know, in Japan, Japan is now the new gaming market. The potential for Japan and as gaming revenue rivals Macau. Currently, three Las Vegas-based companies are vying to get into the Japan market: MGM, Wynn Resorts, and Caesars. But it's a very limited market, as you know. Do you think there's enough room for all three of those Nevada-based corporations to get a toehold into the Japanese casino market?
Each region in Japan, each city is going to choose whether or not to participate, and then they're going to select somebody to be their partner. Mm-hmm. And so it's their job, the companies, the Sands and MGM and Caesars, to find a city that wants it and to will embrace their proposal. But they're up against some, Mohegan Sun is Hard Rock. Melco is his Asian company with a fair reputation. So they're going to be up against, and there are others, they're going to be up against others who are known in Asia and have a presence already. It's not going to be a slam dunk just because of the largest ones here. I think at least one of them will be successful, but I wouldn't want to predict who.
Do you think the Japan market will be as lucrative as Macau?
The numbers that people forecast are certainly larger than Macau, but whether or not they get to that is another issue, and I have no idea, because the premise is the same as Macau, that the Japanese gamble a lot, just like the Chinese gamble a lot. Macau is successful because the 1.6 billion Chinese live next door, and that's their business, is those Chinese. The Japanese are limiting by statute how often a Japanese person can go,
and
the conditions they can go. So they're not going to have free access to the Japanese market in the same way. What that's going to mean down the line, nobody's quite sure, but certainly the numbers are large. The numbers are already large. So that the amount of money bet on pachinko games, which are like slot machines, and on horse racing in Japan are dumbfounding. They're larger than anything we see here. So it's certainly the potential is there.
Okay. Ken, let's take a break. I'll come back and I wanted to ask you about the domestic gaming market. We'll be right back with more with Ken Adams after these few words.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you? Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is gaming analyst Ken Adams, who publishes the International Adams Report on a daily basis. Ken, last year the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a federal law prohibiting sports betting in most states. And now in Virginia last week, lawmakers introduced bills in the state's General Assembly to legalize sports betting. If that passes in Virginia, Virginia would be the ninth state to legalize sports betting. Even though sports betting doesn't have a big percentage of Nevada's gaming win, how will this impact Nevada gaming with these new states being allowed to take bets on sports?
Yeah, Virginia is one of at least a dozen states right now that have laws either in committee being discussed, or there's somebody is prepared to introduce legislation. And within each state, they assume it's going to have a great deal of importance in the state. When you get down to the numbers, when the win is so small in a sports book compared to any other game, that no matter how much is bet, the sports books win a very small amount of that. And then by the time you tax a portion of that, it's not a big tax revenue for the state. So it's not going to be as big for the states as thought. It certainly has increased the interest in sports betting nationally, and it's affecting television. It's affecting the publications. Sports Illustrated, ESPN are covering gambling as part of that. I mean, as a regular features that they're covering. So all of that helps Las Vegas in the short term. When it comes to events like the Super Bowl that are huge for Las Vegas, there's March Madness and the other special events that really are important for Las Vegas, it's going to take some of that business and put it someplace else, because the people are going to go to their sports books where they live as opposed to planning the one for Las Vegas. But whether or not it has a really big impact on Nevada, I don't know the answer to that. It's a small portion of Nevada's revenues,
right?
And certainly the books here are much more advanced than the ones that they're competing against at this time.
You know, of course, the CBS, they carry the Super Bowl, and there's both a massive amount of both legal and illegal betting surrounding the Super Bowl. But CBS has a longstanding policy, or a season policy, of not having its announcers discuss such things as sports betting and point spreads on the air. Do you think this is hypocritical of CBS, or what are your thoughts on maybe their antiseptic kind of coverage of the Super Bowl?
I think it's new, and they just reaffirmed the policy that that's going to be true. The Washington Wizards is experimenting with two broadcasts at the same time. They're going to do two broadcasts of their games. One of them is going to talk sports betting, and the other is going to be conventional, and it's a test. And we'll have to see who gets the ratings and how it works out to know where CBS and the rest of them are going to come in the long run. It's my guess in the long run that the biggest impact of the change in the legalization of sports is going to be in the national dialogue, the way it's discussed on television, in the newspapers, that's going to have the biggest impact. It's going to change our culture, I think.
Well, I would really like to see a Super Bowl, a dual broadcast of the Super Bowl, and one of them talk about betting, because so much betting goes on with the Super Bowl, you know, by the quarter, by everything.
It in England, it's by the play. And you can imagine that the kind of interest it would be if they started saying, well, you know, the bookies put up a number for the number of yards in by this player in the next quarter or the next 10 minutes or the next penalty and all the things that they can do that live. That's huge impact on the way that people talk about the game and the amount of excitement that it's possible to generate through that kind of wagering.
Yeah, it seems like when you got money on the game is very exciting to you.
That's the rule.
I want to jump back to Macau and China, if I may. President Trump's decision to start a trade war with the Chinese has reportedly slowed down growth in the Chinese mainland economy. Do you think that this slowdown of the economy or the trade war, the tariffs, what have you, will impact the gaming companies from Las Vegas that are in Macau?
Currently, the yes. latest predictions for January for Macau are that revenues may be down as much as 10 or 12%. Last year in January, they were up 30%. Now, they've been up for the last 3 years, month over month. The speculation is that there are several factors. There's the trade war itself. There's the smoking ban, which went into effect fully at January 1st. Mm-hmm. And then there's the slowdown, the indirect impact, possibly, of the economy was already slowing down, the slowdown in the Chinese economy. And of course, there's the continual crackdown on corruption, where some of the money that was going to Macau certainly was coming from people who were gaining it from illegal means. So all of those things are coming together in January, and Macau may be slowing down. It may be 1 month. It may be a trend. We don't know yet.
Do you think it's a volatile market?
It hasn't proven to be, but when President Xi first did his crackdown, then it had a huge impact on the market. The market stopped dead and went down for the next, whatever it was, 27 months, and then it started to go back up again. And it's just reached if it goes down in January, it'll be the first time in 3 years that it's gone down again. So it hasn't proved to be volatile in so much as sometimes ours goes up and down pretty dramatically mm-hmm. in Nevada. It hasn't proved to be that volatile, but the conditions of the slowing economy, the crackdown on corruption, the smoking ban, seem to be doing something.
Well, it's a lot to consider.
Yes.
Ken, thank you for coming in today. We'll be right back to wrap up this session of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to our Power Pundit panel today. First, let me introduce Elisa Caffaretta, principal of Caffaretta & Company. Elisa, good to see you. And then also Don Dyke and Newcomb, political activist, writer, and news writer. Welcome to you both. I wanted to start off with, I saw something on my Twitter feed this morning. Reuben Kiewen, who did not run for re-election in Congress after a congressional investigation into his behavior, sexual harassment and such, is running for the Las Vegas City Council. It seems like, you know, he's going from the fire into the frying pan here in a way, not giving himself any time for these news stories to die down. What do you think about former Congressman Kiewen's jump into the race for Las Vegas City Council?
So I think that it's really ill-considered. I think Nevadans have spoken out pretty loudly that they trust women, and the governor and the attorney general have come back and added more protections to state workers, asking all state agencies to review their harassment policies. We've put stuff in place at the legislature. I think it's just a different day in Nevada, and I think that Reuben Kiewen will find that he's not going to get the kind of reception he's gotten in previous elections.
Don, do you think it's too early for him to run for election again?
You know, this is going to kind of hit a bit of a personal point because, you know, I kind of harken back to my days in the legislature and knowing and, you know, talking to him, you know, about, you know, events and things of the day. And it never struck me that that was going on in the background, sadly. And so, you know, as painful as that to say, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Lisa. I think it's too early. It's way too early. You know, it got way too public, and it just happened the wrong time. I mean, and coming back to city council in Las Vegas to try to regenerate a career, it's just, it's way too early. It's a disaster waiting to happen. And I think politely, you know, as much as, you know, on the Republican side of things, he would be a wonderful candidate to run against.
You know, about sexual harassment and intimidation, you know, it was kind of going on for many years at the Nevada legislature. Of course, Senator Mark Menendo resigned his position last year after a legislative investigation into his behavior. Mm-hmm. Do you think now, Lisa and Don, we have a legislature that is a majority of women? Mm-hmm. Do you think this will make any difference, and plus the Me Too movement and all these issues coming to light? Do you think that sexual harassment will go away for good at the legislature, or do you think it'll still be around?
You know, sexual harassment and assault have been with us from, you know, the beginning of time. And I don't foresee that all those problems just get solved immediately. I think the Me Too movement has changed is that more women are being taken seriously, but certainly not all women. We still have assault problems with low-income workers like maids. Until all women are listened to with credibility and all perpetrators are dealt with and receive justice, and you're still seeing, you know, there's the fraternity guy who was convicted of sexual assault who got 4 months suspended sentence just recently. So until you see actual justice in the criminal system, we haven't solved all of the problems. But I think the conversation has definitely shifted, right, and it's high time.
You were talking about the issue with the fraternity member at Baylor University, if I'm correct. Yeah. And Don, what do you have to say about this? Do you think it's going to be swept away?
So this is kind of an interesting position I find myself in. I think I'll go ahead and wear the, you know, reporter, the writer hat on this one, because, you know, again, the mood in the country and the mood locally is that tolerance for that behavior is nil, if not appropriate. But, you know, having seen some session, you know, having seen what happens after session, you know, after work, you know, people get together, have a few drinks, dumb things happen, unfortunately, and inherently creates the problem sometimes. I don't think that behavior will go away in practice, but putting on, you know, the GOP hat, you know, our party's in a weird place with that, i.e. because of our leader. He doesn't make that conversation easy. And
Speaking of President Trump?
Yes. Okay. you know, and not to, you know, poo-poo the boss on that, but, you know, what was the closing issue we had to deal towards the close that literally divided the party and kind of created the set of circumstances we have now with, you know, advisors and whatnot in the government? The Access Hollywood tape. You know, that's a sticky issue for us to deal with. And I think our day of reckoning of how we deal with that is coming. It's just a matter of, you know, who's going to be the adult in the room to deal with it. It's just, at the same time, it's a sticky issue. It's a sticky issue just because the intelligent thing to do is not to talk about it. But
or do it in the first place.
Which would be prudent. Yeah. I would strongly think that would be
that's
prudent.
That's
you know?
Great.
You know, but it's sexual harassment, sexual assault is not okay. I want to make that abundantly clear.
Okay, we got to stop it right there. Thanks for coming in today. We'll be right back to end this session of Nevada Newsmakers after these few words.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Remember, you can catch all the Nevada Newsmakers videos by logging on to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, there is some commentary and stories written by yours truly. We'll see you the next time.